feds released their photos, like, which are just stills from the videos. At one point, she's looking directly at the camera with no disguise at all.
It's literally her looking for the security camera, and then she's like this, oh God, there's one.
It's like the Bigfoot picture where he's looking right at the camera.
Totally. But it's a direct shot right of her face, and it's like, what was the plan?
I think in a way she knew she'd be okay, and we'll get to why later.
Yeah. Julian Vesvalli.
Hello, Patrick Hines.
Oh, what are we doing? What are we talking about today, girl?
This is our 11th bonus episode of the year.
Flying by.
We're doing
feds. We're officially halfway there.
Oh, yeah, we're doing 22.
Yeah.
Cool. This is feds, yeah. Season 1, episode 5, The Diamond Diva. This is on Discovery Plus and HBO Max.
When we walked in, it was like, wow, she cleaned it out. The amount of jewelry, it was actually shocking.
6 robberies in 5 states, and a total of $4.5 million of jewelry stolen.
She went into the stores and held a gun to people's heads.
Looking at her, you would not think she would do something like that.
She liked the money. She liked the rush.
They started naming her the Diamond Diva.
Caught on camera, this woman accused of the theft of millions of dollars of jewelry.
Each day that went by, the challenge built. And I was determined the FBI was going to win that challenge.
We opened, we're in Panama City, Florida, right? It's like a tourist town on the beach, family friendly, beautiful place. We meet Officer Jason right at the top, and he goes, prettiest beaches in the world. Like, this guy loves the beaches in Panama City.
Yeah.
We have done so many episodes that have taken place in Panama City that I like looked at the beaches and they are gorgeous. I got on Zillow today.
And?
I was like, I don't know, it's looking pretty nice. Like,
Zillow porn is like some of the best.
Literally,
there is.
Like, there
the
are
ultimate houses, fantasy.
It's true. The houses on the water are like $4.5 million. But if you go like 2 blocks off the water, they're like reasonably priced houses.
Wow.
And I was like, I don't know. I saved a couple. Oh, I'm like, am I moving to Panama City?
You're moving somewhere warmer.
Somewhere warmer.
All year round.
You were just saying that we're already halfway through the summer. We're almost there. I'm like, no, you sound like me in December.
I know.
Where I'm like, but the summer is so much shorter than the winter. The winter this year was freezing for like 9 months.
Yeah, we had a long winter.
Yeah.
I'm not alone. This. Here's my thing.
Yeah.
Here's what Big Summer has been promoting. Okay. The propaganda of Big Summer. We were brainwashed into thinking summer was great because that's when we were off from school. So everyone associates summer with awesomeness I am not alone in this at all.
Why are you mad at me?
I'm not mad at you. But I feel very, once I've started voicing my opinion, everyone's like, girl, me too.
But why?
It's sweaty.
Okay, if we're here for like 1 second.
It's uncomfortable.
Why do we like that bone-chilling, freezing feel.
Because you can always get warm and cozy, but when it's too fucking hot, what are you supposed to do? Rip your skin off?
It is. It gets hot. I'll give you that.
The bugs?
I know. The bugs are bad.
What, are you going to defend the bugs now?
Absolutely. The big bugs, absolutely not.
You were just like, oh my God, it's so humid out. Uh-huh.
But
know when it's not humid?
In the winter, when I'm so cold, I have to take a bath to get warm.
But isn't that so nice? What do you do in the cold? You take a cold shower like a psychopath?
No,
which can be very nice.
I enjoy it. Look,
I know, you love
different.
It.
We're just different. The point is Panama City Beach or whatever, Florida. I'm looking at you, girl. You might have your newest resident next
year. Well, yeah, Captain Jason is like, oh my God, it's gorgeous. I love it so much. And Larry from the FBI is like, yeah, that's all fine, but it's not puppies and rainbows all day, every day.
The majority of crime focuses around drug use, firearms, that kind of thing. But I never felt unsafe. Gangs are not known to really exist in Panama City.
Everybody, there's crime everywhere. We get it.
Every time people talk about crime anywhere, I'm like, I live in New York. Like, I'm one subway push away from it being my last day.
But you don't know what kind of fucked up shit goes on behind closed doors. I don't care how wholesome you think your town is.
Right.
There's shit everywhere. So this whole, like, you know, it was nice, but, and I'm like, uh-huh.
I know.
Like, that's not a surprise.
2 o'clock in the afternoon last week, some guy got pushed in front of the one train for no reason.
Oh my God. You know, the subway surfers, I get so mad.
Can you think of a worse way to die?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, I can.
There was also that lady who fell into one of those steam holes and boiled to death. Like, that's...
What?
She got out of her car. A manhole cover was open.
Here?
Yes. Like 2 weeks ago. Fell into a manhole cover and was literally boiled to death. It's horrible. I'm not making a joke. It's like, that is the worst way to die.
Like the pink stuff in Ghostbusters water or something?
Yes.
Ghostbusters 2?
Yes.
Anyway, it's August 11th, 2015. There is a robbery at Reed's jewelry store.
When we walked in, it was like, wow, they cleaned it out. Watches, rings, diamonds, you name it, a lot of jewelry. Store employees had been zip-tied and put in a bathroom. They were shocked that they had been robbed.
The employees had been zip-tied and put in the bathroom, yeah. We're told. Now, we see a picture of how tightly zip-tied these people were.
Yeah.
This is my worst fear. Yeah. It is so painful. And one of the things I love about this episode is that they really take the time to talk about, like, these, like, jewelry robberies where nobody gets killed are not victimless crimes. Like, the trauma that these people experience and, like, the zip-tie marks alone, like, it's bad.
We talked about that in the bank robber one.
Yes.
Where it's, like, just
the guy who lived in the treehouse and was naked all the time.
Yeah. And we were saying that, too, where it's, like, it's still traumatizing to have a gun pointed in your face and think you're about to die for an hour.
You're doing your $13 an hour jewelry store job, and now you're thinking I'm never going to see my kids again?
Yeah. But guess what? There are cameras everywhere and witnesses, so we know exactly what happened and a pretty clear video of who did it.
Now, this lady walks in, and she's, like, walking around, looking at the different things. This sweet sales lady is, like, was so excited. She's about to close her, they sounded like her first sale ever. She's trying to get this woman to open a credit card. You know, she probably gets a commission on that.
She's
excited about it. The woman thinks she's going into her purse to get the license to fill out the paperwork. She pulls out a gun.
She's like, oh, hey, like, I'm looking for a watch for my boyfriend, like, really trying to be folksy, hamming it up. And then there's, like, a gun coming out of her bag.
I've also never in my life seen a more casual gun presentation. She literally pulls it out, just holds it up like this.
And the woman's like,
she is young. She was very pretty. She appears well put together. I mean, clearly, this is not someone who was struggling for money. You just looked at her like a regular person, just in the store shopping for someone.
It really blindsided her.
Yes.
Which adds to the terror.
When you are not expecting something and then there's a gun in your face, your life flashes before your eyes. Like, the world stops making sense.
I'm sure it does. I think. Thankfully, have never. God, yes. I don't know why I stumbled on thankfully like that. I don't know what that's like. Thank God, but I can only imagine that it's like your body leaves you.
Your soul leaves your body. Sneeze, an accidental trigger pull away from death.
Keep it quiet.
That's what I would think.
Keep it quiet. Keep those sneezes quiet. I don't need another jump scare.
I know.
Out of my skin.
If this lady sneezed, she's accidentally pulling that. Like, that's all I can think about. Yeah. Like, we were just at an amusement park the other day, and we were on, like, one of those scary rides, and I'm like, I get that this is scary but safe, but we are one earthquake away from this ride tipping over.
Where'd you go and what's the ride?
We went to Coney Island.
Oh, fun.
It was so fun.
Didn't you say you'd never been there before?
We went once last summer.
Oh, yeah.
It's that Daisy loves it now.
Yeah.
And I don't even know what it's called, but it's one that goes like this.
Oh, like the ship, pirate ship thing or something.
It's not that one. It's like you're on like what feels like a motorcycle thing. And it's if I may, for 1 minute, the rides at Coney Island at Luna Park are world class.
They're world famous too.
They're not rinky dink. Like the newest rides rival any amusement park anywhere.
Didn't you tell me that you guys went on the Cyclone?
That's why Daisy wanted to go back. She wanted to do the Cyclone again.
That's insane.
The Cyclone is awesome. Like, give me a roller coaster like the Cyclone.
Yeah.
It's scary. It's awesome. Like,
old school.
It's like from the 50s or something.
Yeah, so it's not like those
it's
big
things. It's a wooden track.
Yeah, where you like sit and then have the big like
they
vest
have those
or whatever.
Two now.
Yeah, but like the Cyclone is...
The Cyclone is old.
Crazy ship.
Yeah. Girl, the absorption company is back. Look, the absorption company is singularly focused on solving the biggest problem in supplements, low absorption.
Yeah, so like most supplements absorb at less than 16%. So doing the math, that means that over 84% of the supplements we take are completely wasted.
Uh-huh. And let me tell you, they've got the WLP-1. So this is a daily weight management solution. The WLP-1 supports weight management with ingredients clinically proven to increase natural GLP-1 by 321%.
That feels like a lot.
And look, it's none of the trade-offs, right? So no injections, not thousands of dollars per month, no nasty side effects, just the good stuff.
Yeah, and 77% of Americans are taking supplements daily, okay? We should be taking ones that actually absorb and not waste away in our bodies.
Yeah,
come on.
Exactly. So fam, whether you're looking for WLP-1 magnesium, berberine, COQ10, or dozens of other science-backed supplements, start taking supplements your body can actually absorb.
Go to absorbmore.com and enter TCO at checkout for up to 35% off your first order.
That's absorbmore.com. Enter TCO at checkout for 35% off your first order.
Wow.
Absorb it.
Yeah, I want to be absorbed.
Yep. Okay. Yeah, totally.
So the employees are saying, well, after she tied us with the zip ties really, really tightly,
she said for us not to say anything. She was speaking to someone and I heard bags rustling. I started praying. Would I see my family again?
Everyone is back there praying,
yeah,
thinking they're about to die. And meanwhile, this woman takes $679,000 worth of jewelry and walks out the door.
And like the surveillance video of her taking the jewelry is wild.
Super cash.
She's boop, just like, yeah, mm-hmm. No, she's like looking at watches, looking at bracelets, just boop, boop, boop.
I mean,
it's but all I can think about from the beginning of this thing is like she's not wearing a disguise.
Not even
everyone
close.
Saw her face. What is the game plan, Susan? Like it is, you are going to get caught for this.
Yeah.
It's the definition of like enjoy it while you can because you're definitely getting caught.
Well, they bring a dog to the scene,
yeah.
A bloodhound. We don't get the name for the bloodhound, unfortunately, but they do a great job to get the scent. And the yeah. dog leads them from the store out of the mall, down the street, into the Walmart parking lot to the exact parking spot that this woman was in.
Officer Jason, who I forgot to mention, sounds so much like John Goodman. He sounds exactly
God, really?
Like John. I was like, it was jarring to me. He goes,
we found a vehicle. It was a maroon or a reddish color, and it appeared to be a Honda.
We see a car. It appears to be a Honda. It was like...
I loved when he did the cop voice.
Yeah, it appears to be a Honda.
It appears to be a Honda. I was like, Jason.
I know.
I don't know if he still does, not to like dox him, but John Goodman lives down in New Orleans.
He sold that house.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
My aunt, who recently passed away, Kim, she was the fucking coolest. She
is everyone okay?
She and John, I mean, not really. She
oh
was the best.
God.
But she and my Uncle John, who've lived down there for years, used to like see him at the bank. Like he was just like a normal dude.
Such, he gives off the normalest normal vibe.
And everyone down in New Orleans is like cool and yeah. not trying to like
yeah yeah
whatever
yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
She would just like be out running errands and then she's like, oh, like John Goodman's in front of me at the post office
and
today.
Once again I say this with love, you have to get out of New Orleans. Like all of the the weather people, they're like that, like they're really one storm away from like wiping that
no.
whole city. It's so I say this with love because I love New Orleans, but you gotta get out of
my
there.
Uncle still lives there.
He's gotta go, girl. I'm not kidding, he's gotta go. I'm gonna start like texting you the articles and like yes, they gotta go.
Okay.
It's real. I mean, like it's the planet. It's like the ocean is reclaiming its territory.
I believe that the planet is dying. That I totally get. But I didn't know it was that like imminent. We gotta get out of there.
I said this on a recent episode, but you gotta go. Like I know how awful that sounds, but you gotta get out of there.
Stay safe, everybody.
You know what else is awful? So the car was in the Walmart parking lot and the lady, they follow her inside with like the security video. They say she goes to the automotive section where she steals the zip ties.
Yeah.
Do you want to know, in my brain, I went, why are the zip ties in the automotive section? I am not saying this as a joke. I forgot that zip ties were used for anything other than binding people by murderers. Like,
what are they used in the car section?
Who knows? Like, it took me a minute to be like, oh, right. Like, I was honestly like, zip tie makers, how do you sleep at night? These are only used for one terrible thing.
Yeah, no, but
you can't. We
it
gotta
feels
get
that
of,
way.
You gotta get out of New Orleans. We gotta stop making zip ties. Like, we don't need zip ties anymore.
I always knew them as things for like a lot of wires and like yeah. organization stuff or just, you know, like mounting things.
I mean, use duct tape. It's not much better, but like there are practical purposes for duct tape outside of murder.
Okay. But not zip ties.
Not zip ties. I literally was like,
oh,
like
yeah.
zip ties are only used in murders.
No.
You never
use them
for anything else.
I guess not. I don't know.
There's a bunch of husbands in the background being like, what
screaming.
Is that gay guy talking about?
Screaming,
I use
pounding
them for everything.
Their head.
I'm currently in the shower with
there
about
they go again,
know,
running their mouths about shit they don't know about.
Hey, if we're in the shower with you right now, good morning.
Hey. So the woman is driving a reddish car.
Yeah.
And there's clearly—
appears to be a Honda.
You could tell that there was an individual in the passenger seat. Individual was kind of large and had a white colored shirt on. Once you see that she's somebody with somebody else, kind of makes you think that maybe there was more than one person that was involved in this.
There's clearly someone in the passenger seat. He's this bigger guy, they yeah. describe him, and he sits there and waits while she robs the store.
Yeah.
And they can't see the license plate.
I lost my mind at this. He's like, unfortunately, we got the car, but we, like, the surveillance video, which is literally there for this reason.
Yeah.
They can't read the license plate. What are we doing?
I know.
What are we doing? Like, that is the whole reason those security cameras are there.
It feels like we haven't advanced enough in the surveillance video.
Sorry, like, if
technology.
We
can,
like if
put a man on the moon in 1969.
Literally, if we can put a person on the moon, if we can like sequence DNA and find murderers, like tracing them back to the 1400s.
Instead of like destroying the planet with some fucking AI image or whatever, can we help? Like,
why have surveillance video at all?
You know how I you know what a slippery slope I think this is, though.
Yeah.
About like being surveilled all the time and surveilling people. You know how I feel. Like, I get it, but it's sort of like...
Like, what are we doing? What are we doing?
Well, the cops don't have anything. But you know what Captain Jason does? He goes right to Google and
Jason
he searches...
Jason, I like to Google.
He's like me.
Yeah.
He goes, he searches jewelry store robberies, female robber, zip tie victims, and then he hits enter.
I know.
And there it is.
I know.
We get two robberies because they're like, she's too cool, calm, and collected on this video. She's done this before. So he goes right to the Goog, gives it a Goog. There it is. Two robberies from Georgia, not even a week ago.
My thing about this, too, was like sometimes the peek behind the police curtain is a little too casual. I'm like, the police are just using Google just like the rest of us? Like,
sometimes.
This is how we're solving crimes?
Sometimes they choose to
use it. I thought they had a police Goog.
They do. That's for different things. I
think
you
start.
This is like the starter.
Yeah.
That's for stalking women.
That's for police stalking women.
Not getting whatever. Yeah. It's underutilized.
Yeah.
But I think Google is like step one.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, now that I know this, I can go to the other thing, I hope. I
get, and I'm glad. I like Jason a lot. Sounds like John Goodman. Appears to be a Honda. I just was like, Google is how we're solving this case.
Yeah. Well, it's a smart idea.
It is.
To be fair, because then he finds two robberies not even a week ago. And so it's this, then he gets all the footage.
And I'd seen the female that they had pictures of. And I look at that and I said, well, I don't think that's going to be a witness. I think that's going to possibly be a suspect. That's my jewelry store robber. And now I've got three robberies that I know she's involved.
So now we know she's done three robberies in two states.
And I was going to say, importantly, the first two were in Georgia.
And so now Captain Jason calls the feds because now that this is crossing state lines, the feds can be involved.
Can I just say, I meant to bring up a picture. At one point from one of the robberies in Georgia, they get a good shot of her coming in. And it's this lady wearing this like this patterned shirt, her head down, great cheekbones, hair up in a top knot. I'm like, it's Jennifer Simard.
It's Jen Simard.
I texted Jen Simard this morning a picture of it.
Living a double life.
I was like, girl, we caught you. I knew.
She's too perfect. There's something up.
She's too.
Something up with you, Samara.
Exactly. She's
too good.
She's too good.
We found it, though.
Well, I gotta say, Tom, can we please put a picture, like the surveillance video here and the picture of Jen Samara here? It's Jen. She's robbing banks and looking good doing it.
And kept her trap shut about it all this time because we didn't even know.
She's like you. She's a steel trap.
I don't tell anybody.
You could trust Jen. With you, she's like you.
Yeah.
You could trust these ladies with your life. You could tell them anything.
Yeah.
You want to watch what you tell me.
That part's very true. But also in the Georgia robberies, the bigger guy in the car that they see is also there. However, though, in the first Georgia robbery, before the Florida robbery, he went into the store. He had the gun. He traumatized the employees. And the woman in the video played more of a passive role.
But the thing is, so when the guy pulls out the gun, she hits the deck just like everybody else. Mm-hmm. And then like seconds later, she gets up and starts pulling the stuff out of the... Like,
I mean, that's a move.
But at the same time, I'm like, well, who are you trying to fool? Like, the security camera is going to see you stand up in two seconds. And everybody, all the witnesses are going to see you stand up too. I'm like, why'd you hit the deck, Catherine?
It's when she can... because it's when I guess she could act like she's just one of you.
Uh-huh.
She's not.
Girl, every good true crime story has a twist. DraftKings Casino has a spin. Flex spins let you spin your way. Ba-dum-bum.
Yeah, you didn't see that coming.
Nope.
That's because Flex spins are exclusive to DraftKings.
New casino players play $5 and get 1,000 total Flex spins, including 100 Lightning Link spins.
Yeah, unlock 50 spins a day at varying values for your first 20 days.
You decide where the story goes next. Download the DraftKings Casino app, sign up with code TCO, and spin your way.
The crown is yours. In partnership with DraftKings Casino.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org.
Please play responsibly. 21 plus. Physically present in Connecticut, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia only. Void in Canada.
Eligibility restrictions apply. Non-withdrawable spins issued as 50 spins per day for 20 days. Valid for select games only and expire each day after 24 hours. Spins values vary. See terms at casino. casino.draftkings.com/promos ends November 22nd, 2026 at 11:59 p.m. Eastern time, not a second before.
Set a timer. basically, they're seeing her get more involved in real time.
Yeah.
So then by the second Georgia robbery, she was playing a much more active role.
I mean, by Panama City, she's the only one there. Like, by Panama City, she's doing this by herself with no disguise.
And the feds learned that in Florida, she cased the joint the day before. So she's on video in the store looking at pieces, asking questions. And so that meant that their guard was down because they, quote, knew her from yesterday.
Yeah. And did you already say this? The other thing about the Panama City thing, she's the one in there doing the robbery. But when she came in, the door was propped open.
It looked like an individual had shut that door for her.
The individual that actually walked up and flipped the door stopper appeared to be a larger male and actually matched what I had seen from still shots from the Woodstock robbery.
You can see a man in the background close the door, and it's the guy that in the car in Target and the guy that was in the Georgia, like, doing the actual robbery.
Right, and they didn't know that was relevant until they learned about the Georgia robberies and saw him, and then they're like, oh, okay, so this is what's happening.
So they're like, these two are working together.
And the woman has an earpiece.
Yeah.
So it makes sense because the victims were saying that she was speaking to someone, so she was communicating with other people.
Yes. And they're saying that, like, the first robbery in Georgia was her training. Like, that was her, in restaurants, when, like, you have to go, they used to call it a trail or a stage.
Yeah.
You'd, like, follow behind the waiter, you know, to, like, for your training. I love that she did her stage.
She did her stage.
In Georgia.
At some jewelry store and tortured a bunch of people and stole some shit.
I just love, again, that, like, they really stopped to say, just a reminder, like, this is really fucking traumatizing to the people who lived through this.
Of course it is. And also, the feds released their photos, like, which are just stills from the videos. At one point, she's looking directly at the camera with no disguise at all.
She's so dumb. That, like, it's literally her looking for the security camera, and then she's like this, oh God, there's one.
It's like the Bigfoot picture where he's looking right at the camera.
Totally. But it's a direct shot right of her face, and it's like, what was the, like, plan?
Eye contact with the camera.
Yeah, like, you were always going to get caught doing it. Why wouldn't you, at the very least, wear a wig or wear sunglasses, something, you know? No.
I think in a way she knew she'd be okay. And we'll get to why later.
Yeah.
So Captain Jason's still Googling, looking for more cases to connect them to. And he finds another one. It's in South Carolina.
The fourth robbery turned out to be the largest robbery so far. $927,000 worth of merchandise was stolen from the store. They were high dollar value items. They were not items that you could go on eBay or you could go down to your pawn shop and sell.
$927,000.
And I'm sorry, I'm not victim blaming anybody at all, but it feels like the security at these stores that are that have millions of dollars of merchandise.
Yeah.
Like, how does this keep happening? What's the protocol here?
I would imagine the protocol, like, at a bank, they're like, give them the money. Just give them the money.
Right.
You know, and I'm sure that all of this jewelry is probably insured.
Do they have one of those little buttons for the alarm?
You would think, but, like, why is there not? We say this all the time, even, like, with the mafia guys, like, because, like, the mafia guys knew that the feds were going to try to bug their, why aren't you paying somebody $25 an hour to be there around the clock?
So the feds can sit outside in a cardboard box for 48 hours.
And I'm, right, exactly, like, in a refrigerator box.
Whoop, got whoop, him. Whoop,
whoop, yeah. Hopping over to the door. But I'm, you know, I'm glad that there wasn't one, because maybe it would have escalated the situation.
I know.
They could have gotten killed. But
it
does seem like you had $1 million in jewelry out right there.
Millions.
Yeah.
Because they only stole almost $1 million. So that, like, the stores are big, too.
Yeah. And the other thing, too, that they notice here is that it seems like they know what they want, almost like they have a list.
Yes.
They're not just, like, supermarket sweeping the things, like, into the bags, like, almost as though they're on the hunt for certain pieces, as though it's like, because also they're
shopping.
Tell us, they're shopping. These are not items that you could hawk on eBay or you could take to a pawn shop. It's like, these are specific pieces that are going to be sold to some buyer somewhere else.
Some person. Yeah. But no, you know, I get that. I don't want anyone to be in any more danger than they need to be.
No,
and
totally.
It usually is. Yeah, like, because what's the other option?
Right.
Nothing.
Well, Larry also tells us
the fact that the unidentified female was communicating via a cell phone was very important to the investigation. I knew that phone would be pinging off a tower before it can connect to another cell phone or connect to a network.
What they're going to do now is, like, ping the towers to try to find the one common number in this town in Georgia and in this town in Georgia and in South Carolina and in Florida. And that's going to hopefully lead them. Like, these people are so dumb.
They're really dumb. So FBI Chad is here. He's, like, the leading cell phone guy.
Yeah.
He's going to do that. But apparently it takes forever for cell companies to hand over their data. And I'm like, even when the feds call?
I mean,
we're doing it on their time?
in this case, it's like, okay, it's just jewelry, but like they really drive home the fact that like we're on their timeline. And I'm like, I'm just thinking like if this were a missing person, I would hope that like the cell phones would more urgently get this shit together.
Because someone, I mean, they're carrying guns.
Yeah.
Someone can die. It can escalate. I don't know.
If this had gone on and on and on, somebody would have gotten killed eventually. Because even someone, if by accident.
Right. Like someone might have tried to be a hero or done something.
Or maybe somebody would have had a heart attack just out of the fear of it.
Yeah, yeah. Something like bad could have happened. Because while they're waiting for this information, there's another robbery in Tennessee two months later in October of 2015. And it's the same exact people.
Yes.
So now the tally is 5 robberies,
yep.
4 states, $4 million worth of jewelry in like 3 months.
$4 million in jewelry.
They were busy. Five robberies, 4 states, $4 million in 3 months.
I mean, that's wild. And like, you know, Katie, the DA, and Larry from the FBI, everyone is saying like, they're escalating. Like, they're not wearing masks. They're not even trying to not get caught.
Yeah.
They are going to do this as hard and as fast as they can. And like, if this keeps going, like we just said, somebody's going to get killed.
Right.
So like, cell companies, get on it.
Let's get on it.
You know?
And so maybe because this is 2015, I don't know if it's faster now. Yeah, I have no idea.
But this was new information for you after 9 years that like the feds can't just walk in and like demand the computer.
Maybe they can, or maybe they were just like, well, this is kind of low on our list of cell phone information to look at. I don't know.
Yeah.
But anyway, the feds are like, okay, fine. So they want to look at the pattern and try to figure out their next move and beat them to it. So the pattern is
where they were hitting stores with specific locations, always off an interstate. At an outlet mall. I started looking at all the major highways out of Atlanta.
These stores are always off the interstate in an outlet mall.
Now, I love an outlet mall. I love an outlet
mall. Sure.
And I...
Tanger?
Say again. Right?
The Tanger outlets?
Yeah, the Tanger outlets. Yeah, yeah. You always... Like, the outlet malls are great.
I love... Yeah, why? Like, do people not like them?
No. It just occurred to me, I never really realized that outlet malls are... Everyone I've ever been to is on a highway. Like, it's meant to stop people as you're going from, like, a big place to a big place.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you're like, oh, we'll stop at the outlets.
Yep.
You know, you never see the outlet mall. I remember there was, like, a Gap outlet in Boston, near where I went to college, but the outlet malls were always, and you can arrange, in New York, when I was a concierge, you can arrange like a, you can buy a ticket, like a $10 ticket on like a bus, on a schedule that like takes you at 10 in the morning, and then you come, like they're
bus. Tanger?
Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that wild? Maybe I'll go to an outlet mall this weekend.
You should.
I need more shirts.
You'll get 50 of them.
I've been trying to dress it up a little bit. Remember when I just used to wear my white t-shirts? My friend Adam calls it my uniform.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wearing a collar from time to time.
That's
these
great.
Days. Yeah.
You're feeling yourself.
We're on camera now, girl. It's a whole new world.
Don't I know it. So the feds are trying to figure out their next move, and they're warning potential targets about them. Like, they're calling stores that fit this profile and saying, just be on alert. I don't know what they're going to do, but just be aware.
And they're doing, like, a national news push as much as they can. And, like, it's hitting the news. I mean, it's an interesting story.
Well, this is when she's dubbed the Diamond Diva.
I mean, it's so, like, I get it.
Of
I know
course.
It's dumb, but it's like, we got to call her something.
Yeah.
If it's going to get eyes on the case and make people care about it and we can fucking catch these people. But it is, like, The news outlets keep showing the surveillance video of her, like, and then she's like,
and the whole thing is like, can you believe that this very, like, quote, normal, kind of cute white woman could do such a thing? And
I'm
like, I can. Sometimes they're the craziest of all the bitches.
It's true.
So on one hand, this is great because more people are looking for them.
Fortunately, that type of pressure also leads them to possibly getting desperate in situations and making bad decisions. That makes them much more dangerous.
Which could lead to some bad decisions from these robbers, and they're putting more innocent people in danger.
It's just like, why don't they just stop? You got $4 million in jewelry in 3 months. That's not enough. I mean, they probably still would have gotten them anyway, but like, why keep going?
You know, I think it becomes something, I'm not defending anything, but I think it becomes like, then you owe this person, I don't know who the buyer is.
Yep.
I don't know how much money they need. Do they owe something? Are they in debt? Is it so much money that they can't get ahead of it and this is what they're doing?
And that was my question about this Diamond Diva, was like, was she being put up to this? Like, was she being forced to do this? Or was she just like on a robbing spree because she loved it?
Right, like sometimes people just do it for fun.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to think of reasons why someone would go to these lengths if they didn't have to.
Right, because like she's, you know, I you can't imagine, like she's the one doing the stealing. It's like the guy who's doing the selling is the one who's making all the money.
Right.
Girl, Fora is back. Look, I got a question for you, girl.
Yeah.
Are you the type of person who's always been deep in travel research, saving hotels, building itineraries, sending recommendations to your friends? And then at some point you think to yourself, why am I not getting paid for this? This is where Fora comes in.
Yeah, it's fun, but it's also a lot of work. So let's make it a business. What do you say?
Yeah. Look, here's the deal. Fora is a modern travel agency designed for people who want to turn their passion for travel planning into real business. Fora's tech, training, and community give you everything you need to start earning. This is amazing. I know like 15 people who can use this.
Fora gives you the ability to offer clients VIP perks like upgrades, resort credits, and the best late checkout.
And also the best, you'll earn commission on hotels, cruises, and experiences, turning everyday travel planning into real income.
Because I have to say, the planners do all the work and the friends are like, oh, okay, cool. Like they don't appreciate it enough.
No, get
paid. I'm just saying, make that paper.
So fam, become a Fora advisor today at foratravel.com/TCO.
That's foratravel.com/TCO. And make sure you tell him we sent you.
foratravel.com/TCO. I got to call my friend Ben right now. He's going to do this.
Yeah. Get appreciated for your planning.
Totally.
So December 2015, now they go back to Georgia. We're in Macon, Georgia. And this is an attempted robbery.
Well, because I was a little confused by that language, because she walks in and the lady at the desk instantly clocks her. She's seen the news. She knows this is a diamond diva.
Still no disguise, by the way.
Still no disguise.
You know she's following the story.
Totally.
About herself.
But then I'm like, so we're told that then a UPS delivery guy comes in and the lady takes off. Now, I don't know why they're calling this an attempted robbery. Like, how do we know that she wasn't there just casing the joint?
Because it's still an attempt. I mean, maybe not officially on paper, but we all know why she was in a jewelry store.
Well, right. But like, they must not have tipped her off, because FBI Larry now is like, wait a second.
I immediately thought that in the Panama City store, they had been in the day before. And when she entered the store the next day, that's when she robbed it. In the past, I had not been in control. I had been reacting to what they were doing. But now I figured that if they were going to come back the next day, we were going to be ready for it.
In Florida, she cased the joint the day before
and
came back the next day.
Exactly. Also, when they said the delivery guy walks in, it reminds me of Madonna in A League of Their Own, where she's teaching one of them how to read, but it's smut.
Oh.
And she's like, and then the delivery guy walks in and they're like, May, what are you giving her to read? She's like, she's reading. Shoo, shoo. But she's like, it gets really good after that. So then the delivery boy walks in.
The line I always think about from A League of Their Own is, you think there's men in this country who ain't seen your bosoms?
Who ain't seen your bosoms?
You think there's men in this country, we ain't seen Rosie O'Donnell.
It's a perfect
treasure.
Movie. It's a perfect movie. So the feds set up at the same store the next day, because this is the pattern, right? They show up, they case it, they come back. So now the feds are on the offense.
Can I just say, the next day, the day they think that they're going to, that she's going to come back and rob the place, it's New Year's Eve. Mm-hmm. And Detective Larry goes, even though it was New Year's Eve, this was not going to stop me from doing
my
job.
Well, it stopped the Diamond Diva and her crew.
But my question was, what was Larry's New Year's Eve plans?
I know.
You know what I mean? Larry's like, you know what? I'm going to put my personal life, my very important New Year's Eve plans.
The work never stops.
Girl?
The work never stops.
Tell me you were taking the wife out to some fancy dinner.
Or just like having a nice little party, going to a chill get together.
Or the husband, Larry, I don't know your life.
Or whatever.
You know what I mean?
But they think, oh, this is really going to happen. And the Diamond Diva and her crew are like out partying somewhere. They do not do anything on New Year's Eve. So it's a bummer. And now we're at January 4th, 2016. This is robbery number 6 in North Carolina. She walks in,
there
camera footage, clear as day.
And they're saying these are the best images of her yet. So Good Morning America picks it up. It is an interesting story. Like we can't catch these people. They're walking in with no disguises.
Yeah. So now it's really everywhere because GMA picked it up.
Yeah.
So then 4 days after that, there's an anonymous tip.
And the caller provided the name Abby Kemp.
The location data from the cellular providers came in and they were all reporting that the phone number was associated with one individual named Abigail Kemp.
That information comes in, and guess whose number is all over it? Abby Kemp.
But I'm also just like, cell phone companies, it took you too long. Like, they figured it out without you. You know what I mean?
It was like 4 months, what was it? Months later, yeah.
I mean, imagine how much faster it would, like, how fewer people would have been traumatized if they could have just been like, if Singular could have been like, here's the printout.
Yeah.
How long does it take?
I don't know.
You
they
know
must
what I mean?
Have not considered it a priority, I guess. So here's the thing about Abigail. She lived near Atlanta, Georgia, which is where the robbery started. She was kind of a party girl, but she had a great life. Her parents were rich. She went to great schools. She lives in a gated community. I'm like, Abby girl, how did you get here?
The thing is, we learned that her parents were rich, but they were stingy with her.
Well,
you know what I mean? I think is good.
Like, were they stingy, or did they not just like hand her the car she wanted and told her she had to get a goddamn job and contribute to society?
Exactly. She got a car that looked like a Honda. Like,
I don't think it was stingy.
I'm saying that's what they say. I'm on the side of like, yeah, it's not your money, it's my money. I think that's great. Like, this girl had to get a job, all of that. The point is, the reason she's doing this is because she's got that expensive taste and her parents are giving her cash.
And she went to like fancy pants schools, no history of violence. So Maurice is here.
Oh my God, I love him.
And Maurice is like, yeah, she's pretty. She's a nice Caucasian girl.
The way he said that was so great. He's like, she was pretty. A nice, pretty Caucasian girl.
Like, whatever. So the first time Maurice meets her, Abigail shows up with one of Maurice's best friends. And he's like, she was super quiet at first, but the more she hung around, the more comfortable she got. And then...
give him the line. This line is so good.
As long as she was sober, she was Abigail. When she got drunk, she was Abby. And then all of a sudden, bam, she might just turn into a nasty individual.
A nasty individual.
My friend Mike, who was Mike, but when he got hammered, he was Cameron with a Y. And Cameron was never rude. Cameron was just clumsy and fell a lot and like knocked things over. Uh-huh. And he was like a little guy. And when Cameron would come out, it was like, oh, gird your loins, watch your person. Like Cameron was just like, you know, just one of them. He would do a lot of side eye. He would do this thing called the sip look where... he would just like...
right, but that's none of my business.
Get a little Kermit. Judgy. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. So I get it. The difference between Abby and Abigail and Mike and Cameron, I get it. I understand.
Yeah, she gets hammered and isn't very nice.
Yeah.
So the feds go to Abigail's parents' house, which is in a rich part of town in a gated community. And of course, she's not there.
Yeah.
So they track down this new apartment. She just moved in. Red Honda's there.
They knock on the door. There's no answer. And I love that one of the FBI guys is like, we had the management there, so we didn't have to ram the door open.
He was, so we didn't have to, like, ram the door.
I feel like that would be, like, the fun part of the job.
I mean...
ramming a door seems like it would be kind of, like, it would be a release of sorts.
Like, kicking that door in, yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, kicking it in would be great. One of those,
I think that's the smarter way to do it, because you can break your collarbone if it's your shoulder.
No, but they have, like, a battering ram.
Oh, yeah. I don't think they're at 11 for this. I don't think they're at 100.
There's like 14 right now. Guys with a... but I want to... I love
that. But he did say ram the door, so yeah, maybe I'm probably wrong.
Saying. He's like, we didn't even have to bring it that day because we had the guy with the keys. Although I will say in the reenactment, it takes them too long to get it. No, it was a body cam footage. No, it was a reenactment. But they really had to twist it. They're giving them a lot of a heads up that they're out there.
Well, guess what? They go into the apartment. There she is with the guy on the videos.
Yes.
Abigail is complying. The guy isn't, so they say. They get him anyway. His name is Lewis Jones.
I gotta say, Abigail, from the moment the jig is up, she kind of like does the right thing.
Well, Chad, I just love this moment from Chad. He goes,
it's always great when you're going after one fugitive and you end up with two. It's like putting on a pair of jeans and finding a $20 bill in the pocket.
It's like finding a 20 in your pocket.
Totally.
Like, Chad, you've been doing this a long time.
Actually happened to me recently.
Finding a 20, it's the best.
It was a chilly morning, and I had to put a jacket on that I hadn't worn since, like, the winter, and I found a 20.
What's chilly to you?
Oh, like 75.
You belong in L.A.
I know. Can I tell you something
crazy? If it's 70, out come the heating lamps.
We were just in Greece, and in Athens, in our hotel, they had that you could not put the air conditioning lower than 26 Celsius, which is 78 Fahrenheit.
That's insane.
That is crazy.
In Greece.
In Greece. You couldn't get it below 26. Now, Europe is on fire right now, and the Daily did a whole episode today about, like, Europe's different attitude and opinion about air conditioning. I understand that, and I respect it. They really do.
Until they came to the World Cup, and I'm like, yeah, a little ice in your water and some air conditioning doesn't look so bad, does it?
Apparently, France especially does not want air conditioning, but in Greece, it was so hot in my room, and not all the rooms were like that, but mine was very hot. 78 degrees is crazy.
Do you happen to know the reasoning why French people in particular are against air conditioning?
Well, they've never needed it. So, like, the French people, it's a whole long thing I could get into.
Okay, okay.
But they've never needed it because it used to only get hot enough, like, in Paris for, like, to need it a couple nights a year. And the buildings are so old.
They're old. That I get, too. And you don't want to, like...
And there's logistical issues. But the buildings in Paris are actually built to retain heat. So the roofs are made of zinc, and that is meant to keep the heat in.
Retain heat?
It must be so literally retain heat. So they're not even... Like, people are literally baking in their apartments in Paris right now because it's been so hot there.
Oh, my God. And what are we going to do?
I don't know. It's a real crisis. Like, it's a real, real, true crisis right now.
It's horrible. Yeah. So Maurice, the friend, is like, look, Abby liked nice things. Yeah. You know, she came from money. He says her parents were strict about it. And I'm like, oh, they just didn't give her everything she wanted.
Yeah.
Because she wanted high, high luxury shit.
Yeah.
She wanted the fancy car. She wanted all that. And basically Maurice is like, yeah, her parents just wouldn't like blindly give her the money for it.
Yeah.
And that was her motivation for getting involved. That plus a bad breakup.
But the other thing—
like, girl, just get bangs. Like—
I know. No, truly. But what makes me so crazy about that is that she always knew she was going to get caught. She had to have known that. Mm-hmm. She had to have known that if she's not wearing a disguise, this was a very limited run living like a totally rich person.
Yeah.
That will never make sense to me. Like, she's in her mind agreeing to go to prison mm-hmm. or get killed by a police officer to live high on the hog for a couple months. That's insane.
Yeah, it's insane. I think she definitely was very aware of all the pieces at play.
Yeah, yeah.
So after this bad breakup, we're told she starts partying more and she's getting into things that she wasn't always into. So basically, she was like bad Abby 24/7, like drunk evil Abby.
And she's waitressing. And this is where she meets Lou, the guy that she was with. And Lou introduced her to the Gilmore brothers, Larry and Michael. Like, they just start hanging out.
And eventually, she ends up in a relationship with Louis Jones. Their motivations were always just money and a lavish lifestyle. And at some point, Louis Jones, Larry, and Michael Gilmore had just kind of broached the subject of, would you like to make some extra money?
We know you like nice things. Like, did you want to make a little extra cash?
Right. And so we see them partying. Like, we see videos of it. So apparently, the Gilmores were involved in all of the robberies, but they were never on camera or seen anywhere because they're the money guys.
Yeah.
So they were financing the operation and they were selling everything to the buyer. Everything that was stolen, they were in charge
of that. And that's why Abby was going into... So like eventually, Abby goes to the first robbery and she's literally there for her stage, for her trial. And then going forward, she's like the face of the thing. But this is why she was particular about what she was getting. There's literally a buyer for
shopping
specific pieces. Totally. Girl, hers is back. Look, if you've tried everything to lose weight and you still feel stuck, this summer can be different, fam. Weight Loss by Hers is designed to support you in reaching your goals. With access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen.
Yeah, everything is 100% online through Hers. Cannot be easier. You'll get connected with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. That is so important. And then if you're prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door. No insurance necessary. I can't believe how easy this is.
No, and just a little info with Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first ever GLP-1 pill for weight loss, so there are no needles needed. And I got to tell you, these GLP-1s have changed my life, girl.
Yeah, and on top of that, it's not just about the medication. You get 24/7 messaging with your care team. You get tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips. You get recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, hello, and more.
Yeah. Because you can't do it with just the medication. You need that well-rounded, like, balanced way of doing things. That's how you're going to have the most success.
This is what we've been saying.
So, fam, are you ready to reach your goals? If so, visit forhers.com/TCO to get personalized, affordable care that gets you.
That's forhers.com/TCO.
Forhers.com/TCO.
Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions, visit forhers.com. So Abby was pretty honest. She was like, my motivation was always money. I love the attention I was getting from these three men. Yeah. I love the role I played. I love the money. She admits she was a willing and excited participant.
Until she doesn't, because D.A. Katie is here to say to us that, like, now that she's been caught, she's trying to say she liked it at first, but she wanted to stop. But these guys were guilting her into doing it. Mm. She wanted to quit. I'm a little unclear as if she's saying they were forcing her to do it.
She says she was bullied into doing it, which I do not believe.
No, but Katie says, that's crap. You like the feeling of being in control. You liked the money. You liked going in there and getting those employees down on their knees. It made you feel powerful. Katie is not buying this for us.
Because she just said, I love the money. I love the attention. I loved my role. I was happy to do it. And then she's like, but I was bullied. Like, no, little rich white girl.
Not to beat around the bush about it anymore. We haven't said this. The three men involved here are black.
Yes.
And so, like, what you've been alluding to the entire time is that that Abby always knew she had this in her back pocket. Yep. She could say, like, these big, black, scary men made me do it if it ever came down to
it. In Florida, in Atlanta,
and hoping that these probably white law enforcement people would be on her side about it.
She get all this leniency because she doesn't have a record. She comes from a rich family. She went to the best schools.
Yep. And she can turn on them, which is what she does.
Right. So, but Abigail, in the meantime, she sends the feds right to the Gilmore guys, the Gilmore brothers, and she told them, like, where they live, where they worked. One was arrested at the shop.
Larry Gilmore, he was actually in the bathroom. We told him not to move, leave your hands where I can see him, and do not reach for the gun. At which point, the agents were able to force entry into the bathroom and take Mr. Gilmore down.
They do a literal reenactment of pulling this guy off the crapper.
Bad.
I really, really... Now, to go there, at least in the reenactment, the man was sitting. He was sitting on the toilet.
That's what it means when they pull you off the toilet,
well,
right?
But it just made me wonder, what are the logistics of that?
I don't think they give a shit. I'm sorry to say it that way.
But it's like, okay, I don't want to wander too far down this path, but there's got to be some cleanup, and please tell me that they washed his hands.
Well, the feds, law enforcement doesn't give a shit. They come in, they will destroy your home, and then it's up to you to figure it out. Uh-huh. If something happens in your store, for example, you own a bodega and someone dies in your store, you're on the hook for cleaning it the fuck up and getting yourself back in business. They don't care about your home or your condition or whatever.
We've seen it so, and it makes me think about the family of the Long Island serial killer.
Yeah.
Like, they destroyed their home and then, like, left it in shambles.
All the time. The time, whether you did it or not. So they really don't care.
I'm just saying this is more affects them than anybody else. Like, this man's in the middle of a poop. You know what I mean?
I guess so.
So, like, it's not good. It just made me curious.
It's not good.
Put on the gloves.
So all four of these people are arrested and charged. They were never able to recover any of the jewelry. The jewelry's gone.
$4.5 million. I was very curious about the insurance element here.
Because they quickly, smartly sold it immediately.
Yeah, they would get it from Georgia and Florida. They drove it to Miami. Abby says she was never there for any of that part, but they sold it immediately.
Yes, Abby got her cut, and that was it. It's a smart thing to do.
Yeah.
So, because then they can't, like, fully prove, I don't know, whatever.
Yeah.
So all three men plead not guilty. Abby pleads guilty to everything, and she testifies against them.
And Abigail says,
I've been doing this now for 13, 14 years, and I think Abigail Kemp was one of the best cooperators I've had testify in court. She was remorseful. She owned her bad behavior. She owned what she had done to those victims and the families that she had destroyed.
She's just trying to get leniency. Like, I mean, maybe she really was remorseful, but, like, she's really playing the victim white girl card here.
Right. So what happens is, because it's weird, it's like, oh, she's saying everything and how happy she was to do it, but she was also bullied. Like, that's not what happened.
Right. Yeah, and forced.
So everyone is found guilty. The men get 32 years in prison.
This is crazy.
She got 10.
Yeah.
Even though she went into the stores, held a gun to people's heads.
She had the gun to people's faces.
Tied them up with zip ties and stole millions of dollars with her bare hands. And that's when everyone's like, well, she owned her shit. The jury really liked her. I was like, she's also a young, cute, rich white woman from a gated community with a good education. You do the math.
No, there's no question that her pleading guilty as opposed to not guilty and her being a cooperating witness, you should get points for that.
Yeah.
You should get some leniency for that. But even Katie is like, we even thought that was too lenient. She's like, we wanted 15 years for her and they gave her 10.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
I want to be very clear. I do think you should get leniency for helping and admitting to your shit. This is clearly racist. Like, race is clearly at play here.
Right.
I mean, the guys did plead not guilty, so there's also that.
Well, whatever the case may be, she could have, I mean, she threw them all under the bus.
Yes.
She knew that this was how it was going to end. So when you're like, how was it going to end? I'm like this.
Yeah.
So Maurice is back to say, fuck that. Abigail knew how to play her cards.
Yeah.
And she played them right.
Not only am I the sweet, innocent girl that was threatened into doing the robberies, but she said she was forced. She said I was guilted into doing it. Guilted into doing it. Come on.
And then he goes, oh, come on. So 6 robberies, 5 states, $4 million stolen, and Abigail was released in 2024.
When did she go in?
2015.
So she did most of her time.
Or I think 2017 by the time the trial happened. So,
God. What's she doing now? Do you know?
I have no idea.
Abby, what's going on, girl?
But what's so crazy is that, like, she had all this opportunity. And her parents, like, her family had money. They just didn't want her to spend it on stupid things. Yeah. Shit that doesn't matter.
Totally.
And she was like, no, I need the shit that
doesn't
matter.
They also wanted her to make her own way in the world. They wanted her to get a job and work and earn and go be a productive member of society.
Which she could have done, yeah. But she chose to do this.
Yeah.
And now these men are in prison for at least twice as much yeah. as her, because yeah. she's like the rich white girl who got away with it. Crazy.
Don't go robbing stores. This is
Please
it's just
stop.
Bad.
Don't be racist. Good grief.
Oh my God, girl, we did Feds, the Diamond Diva.
Yeah, that's season one, episode 5.
Oh my.
We got another Feds coming up too.
Oh, we do?
In the bonus episodes in a couple weeks. We'll
oh
see
my
there.
God. It's a good, I like this series.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Octavia Spencer, girl, we're doing all Octavia Spencer today in this recording.
She does Diamond Divas too?
She does Feds.
I didn't know that.
And we're doing our first episode of Lost Women of Alaska today.
Yeah, we're
so she's
right
like
now.
We like are in the presence of Octavia.
I had no idea she was involved in this.
Yep.
All right, fam, we love you. Thanks for hanging out.
Love you. Stay safe, please.
All right, bye.
Bye.